Quick, turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay. Thank you, and welcome back. Before we went into the break, we had a caller. I don't know if they're a caller. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So you was telling us basically your situation with you're having with your daughter, and you were saying that she's acting up at some point. You and your husband took her to private school, and she acted up in school. So how long ago, and what's the situation with that now?
Well, this was just this year. She's in ninth grade. And,
so this year meaning the 2009-2010 school year, right?
Yes.
And when you say she's in summer school, you mean summer school for 2010?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
She had to make up some classes that I didn't understand why she had to make up those classes, because she passed them every year, and here it is, she's starting to change and rebel or whatever. And mind you, my daughter is a sweetheart. You know, she's really a sweetheart. It's just, like I said, when you get grown, when you turn a certain age, when you hit 13, 14, you get in ninth grade, it's like your whole life starts to change before you. You know, you get your womanly thing that comes every month, and it just changed. When that comes, it's like the boys comes, the booty comes, and the development and everything. It just changed their mentality.
You're putting it lightly. And I appreciate that. I'm a lot more direct, and like you said, basically what you're saying is it's a hormonal thing. The girls start to change, but why do you think you are the enemy? Why do you think that is? Why do you think somewhere in there you make the comment that boys they don't bring the chaos and confusion to disrupt the home? You said they don't bring it home because they hang out somewhere else. I'd say because girls are punks. I'd say because, you know, many times not to put nothing on you personally, a woman to hit a man and say, well, hit me, and then once they hit them, they call the cops, and that's later on down the line. Right now, as a 14-year-old, I see that mentality developing. You know, a child bringing chaos and confusion to the home. Why do the parents get the brunt of the disrespect? Why do you think that is?
Because we're the only people that they can lash out on without hurting them. That's why. Because if they took that same mentality out with everybody else, somebody would truly hurt them. That's why they nice and calm. See, they don't want to burn their bridges. See, they tired of us, and they want us to put them out. And, you know, first of all, it's hard living up to when you have a strong woman in the house. Like, I consider myself to be a strong woman. And and when you have to live up to everything that I've done in my lifetime and try to be that person, it's hard. So it's like, right. Oh, I can't do it the way she do it. I'm going to do it something like she did it. And then we complain about it, and it's like, oh, you did it. But then we go into, I'm not you, I'm not you, and you not me, and all this other mess.
I got a question for you then. So basically what I'm hearing you say is your child, your daughter, that is trying to mimic her mother.
Yeah, her mama was pretty bad growing up.
But how does your daughter know that? Is it because you tell her directly? Some people around you say, hey, look, Nina, I remember when you was this. How do your daughter know these things?
Because we sit and we talk, and I try to give her some of my life experiences. You know, I don't want to lie to her, because all lies will come to face eventually. So I don't want to lie to her, because I can be walking down the street and somebody that knew me back when is like, oh, right. Hey, Nina, what's going on? You were so bad back in the day. Oh, you did this, you did that. You know, and they hear all of that. And kids, they love you, and they just want to be like you. They figured if your life went good after all the stuff that you done did growing up, how come their life not going to go good, you know? But I can tell them the times are different. When I was growing up, I grew up with a village. And every parent in that village was able to raise me, you know? My mom, she took hard care of us. She took good care of us. Not only did she take care of us, she took care of the whole neighborhood.
Okay.
But me and my mom, we also had our little issues with, you know, being the same son and having same kind of views. But we clashed in so many different ways. It was like 13, 14, house jumping was my favorite thing. Like, I would stay with my mom for a couple of weeks and then go stay with my sister for a couple of weeks and then go stay with my other sister for a couple of weeks. And when I got tired of all of them, I go back home. And that gave time for me and my moms to blow off.
With that being said, where's the place that your daughter go? Where is that?
Well, right now she's running to my sister's house. My sister, she no nonsense. She don't play. You know, she has three kids. And she'll talk to you. I don't play with my older sister. There's a level of respect that's in my family where all our nieces, even if we're cousins, everyone call each other's aunt and uncle because of the level of respect that we have for one another. They have no other choice but to show us the same respect.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I'm gonna say this because I have a friend with the similar situation. In that situation, that to me, that sounds like part of the issue because home is not one place. Home seems to be a various amount of places. And when an individual knows that, you know, I got a party planned over here next week, so let me act up here so I can get forced to go over there. I don't know if that's the situation, but what it ultimately gets down to is this. I made a comment that even with me, my child, it got to the point where my child was I was getting nothing but lied to. Loyalty. Where does the loyalty lie with your child? Who is that person that doesn't get any of this?
That doesn't get no mess from her?
Who's the one that she respects? Who's the one that no matter what she's not going to lie to? There's that one person. Is there that one somebody that a child is actually me.
When I sit there and I talk to her, because I talk to her as openly as I do, she do come to me and she talk to me. She do respect me in that level where if there's something going on in her life, you know, or I have to sit down and ask her, if I feel like something's going on that she hasn't told me, then I will go to her and I will ask her. And she will come out and I'll be like, you might as well tell the truth. It's not like I don't talk to you. You know, if there's something that you need to know, then tell the truth and get the information and keep it moving because I can't stop her from doing anything. People will be like, oh, I'll take her, stop her and hog tie and put her in a house.
That's right.
But
that's
how can you do all that when you're working all day?
And not only that, in this day and age, the system doesn't allow you to do that
anymore. Everybody in the household has to work.
Yeah, and the system doesn't allow you to do that anymore as well. They don't allow you to lay down the hammer of discipline that you made a comment that how our parents back in the day, and you absolutely dead on and right about that. And we can't, we're not allowed to do that to our children.
No, and that makes the situation worse.
Right. And it does, and it's going to snowball into something grand, and you're going
to
be
talking
for it.
It snowballs into what they wanted to snowball it into, us landing ourselves in jail. That's what they want us in jail, so that way we can work on their chain gangs, and they can come and move back into our town and take over our houses because they tired of being flooded out. And everything. So it's either jail or go down south and get your 50 acres in a mule and stay down there and leave them alone. They don't want us here. So it's either that or put us in jail.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you one more question, then I got to let you go and I got to close the show out. What would you say the best – how would you deal with the disgruntled child that doesn't want to listen? How would you deal with that?
Allow them to make their decision so that way when they finish hurting themselves, you'll be right there to pick them up and be there for them because you can't stop them.
I would have to applaud you.
What they have to do.
I would applaud you on that. 100%. You allowed them to make their decision for themselves. Nina, I am going to let you go. I do appreciate you calling in from Newark.
You need to do a show on snitches.
I say that again. I'm sorry.
You need to do a show on snitches.
No, this is a father show and father kids, and it's turning into a family-based show across the board. I appreciate you calling about a comment I made. We got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you listening to the show and everything and calling in. And you give us a call back in the immediate future. You send us keep us posted on your situation, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you enjoy your day. Okay, that was something that kind of didn't expect, comment about. I was trying to get her to say some things, to help me understand, a little bit more about, the comment that was made in a previous show. I'm glad she called in. She probably gave a lot of people out there some insight on, a disgruntled child. The reason why I asked her, excuse me. The reason why I asked, what is the ultimate, how do you ultimately deal with a disgruntled child? The reason why I said I applaud her is because when a child is acting is disgruntled, and I'm talking to the fathers now, chances are a disgruntled mother is behind their being the director and producer of that show. My child, it got to the point where I can disrespect and lie to dad because it's not like him and mom are on talking basis, and he can call mom and then I'll be on punishment when I'm with my mom. A very bad situation when negativity is allowed into a situation and grow. So what you heard from the caller was probably, if you never heard of the situation or anything close to it, you probably was in shock to hear a mother say, well, we'll let him go through it. There's a lot that can be said when a person says, you're acting up, I'ma just let you go through it. You often don't get that. You often get, parents wanting to be superhero, parents wanting to save the day, parents wanting to avert. As I stated in the past, what we all must understand, we have children, those of us who have children, but they are their own individuals. They are, you know, they hurt when you pinch them. They'll break a leg if they jump off a 5-story building. They're not different from us. We can't shield them from anything. And as I stated earlier in the show, enough dirt was thrown on me that I had a whole forest of success grow from it. But that's because I'm a strong individual. And I was trying to be, someone was setting out to destroy me, and they were using my child as a pawn in that elaborate scheme. Were they successful? Only at destroying a relationship with my child and I. But destroying me as an individual came to a point where I had to let some things go. I'm going to close the show out. I'm going to thank you guys for standing in, for sitting in with me, listening to me today. I'm going to thank the caller for calling in. And like I end the show all the time, League of Dads is the show. Talk Zone is the radio station. I'm just the host. And we shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next week, y'all.